When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I just keep going back to okay. Heather, or not Heather, what's her name? Shannon Bedore, where she was always calling you Megan King Edmund. She loves always to call people by the full name.
I know. I'm like, I'm not a serial killer. I don't have three names. Not really.
Are you still legally Edmund? Yeah, no.
No. Fuck no. Fuck no. I could not drop that fast enough.
I have Megan King on the podcast today. Hey, babe, we have a lot in common.
Oh, my gosh, we do. It's nice to finally meet in person and discuss.
Well, I feel like I know you because I watched you on TV. We've been texting.
Right, right. Yeah.
And I had no idea how similar our situations were.
They're very, very parallel. Which reminds me, you use the term parallel parenting.
Yeah.
I love that. Did you coin that?
Well, I actually realized that it was a thing when I was talking to someone who had, you know, been through a lot of relationships and custody things. And he was like, you don't co-parent with that person. You parallel.
Cool. I love that. And yeah. I heard that from you. And that's exactly what I'm going through. It's a nice way to say that there's no co-parenting relationship.
No, and I don't want a co-parenting relationship.
I mean, ideally, I think it would be nice to have one, but like you can't be a human being first.
Right. That's why I don't want one. I can't co-parent with a controlling narcissist.
No, you can't. And I absolutely know that.
Yeah.
As fact. I live it every day.
Torture.
Yeah. I recently got a temporary restraining order that I dropped just because we entered into a consent agreement.
Okay.
But not before my ex had to use his mouthpiece to go slam me in the tabloids about how, like, I'm, you know, attempting to get a restraining order, and therefore I'm like diminishing the abuse of, like, the real abuse that women go through in domestic violence cases. And that's, it's such bullshit because the law doesn't recognize, I think it's starting to, but it doesn't officially recognize emotional abuse as a form of domestic violence.
Right.
And I just know that I've had to work through so much, and I continue to through my triggers. So if that's not domestic violence, then what is?
Yeah, no, it's coercive control that that is dropped pretty frequently on one mom's battle.
Mm. Tina Swithin.
Did you talk to Tina?
Yes.
So Tina and I started texting, and yes.
Has, like, she helped you navigate this?
She has helped me navigate, yes.
Yeah, her story is insane.
And hers is a continuing story as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's not over yet.
She's incredible too for many reasons, but I believe she represented herself in court.
She did.
Yeah, so she had to do all the research, all the study. She's a bad bitch.
No, she is a bad bitch.
Yeah.
But you're right, it's not something that people talk about very often, but there's so many things I know in the state of California that fall under DV. Like when someone, if you're living in a home and the other party is filming you without your knowledge or consent, it goes right under the domestic violence.
See, California recognizes a lot more than protects their people more than the state of Missouri, which is still very traditional in all of those ways. So I'm glad to hear that California is recognizing it, because it has been such a battle for me. And basically what I've heard from lawyers is, it's not that bad, or just like, it's like, let it go. It's the father of your kids. Let it go. Let it go. Only when I took things into my own hands and documented on the phone, like on video, and then called the police, and then made a report and actually wrote it all down, that's when I felt empowered to have a sense of safety.
What was he doing? Can you tell us?
I mean, there's been a lot that's happened over the years, but the majority of it is like this creepy, like stalking, threatening words.
Right.
And it's all in writing, all of it. It's like, what are you doing? It's literally every last word. All these words. Listen to what he just did. He's on his honeymoon in Italy right now. Just got married on my birthday. Best gift ever. He forgot that we were switching a day, that I was taking one of his days because I was in town and he was in Italy.
Right.
And I pick up my kids from school, but he writes an email. He replies all to an email from my son's school, who doesn't go to school with my daughter, and says, where the hell is my daughter? They don't even know who our daughter is. She doesn't go to that school. And then I reply all, and I'm like, I'm really sorry about this. There's been a miscommunication. And I tried to like smooth it over. And then he replies all to that and says something like in totally messed up grammar, how now everyone can see how bad I suck and how I'm just trying to stir up drama.
Oh, and, yeah, he's a real narcissist.
Like, on his honeymoon,
chaotic. What's happening? I know, because he's still got to keep control of you. What is he going to, how could he enjoy Italy if you're not being controlled in LA?
Unbelievable. Like, he doesn't even know where our daughter goes to school? I don't know.
I'm so relate to this. They're like, I can't stop smiling because I'm picturing Jim writing all this shit. And it's like, stop. Crawl in your hole like someone
just go away. Like, go on your honeymoon.
Go on your honeymoon and enjoy your fucking life.
And every time he posts about this wife, it's almost some sort of jab at me or to all of his ex-wives, because I'm number three ex-wife and now he's on wife four. And he literally did this, which I don't know if it was purposeful or not, but he wrote, "The most beautiful bride ever." Well, you've had four, so I know. And then like he'll be like, to everyone out there who's talking about me, I'm sure you're still married to your first husband or wife. Like, just be happy.
Right, like, go be happy. I know.
Don't address the haters. You know all about haters. I know all about haters.
Yeah.
Do we address them when necessary? Is it constant? No. Is it on a picture of your wedding day? Absolutely not.
Oh, he's commenting on things that are, like, on his wedding day?
Like, he, like, posted a picture on his wedding day and then was like, to all you haters.
To all you haters.
Whatever it was. I'm not like, no, don't take it. It's not verbatim.
Well, is the new, do you communicate with the new wife?
No, I don't. He's had her block me and stuff. So,
oh, yeah. So she's easy to control.
Probably. Okay. Which I think she likes it.
They love that.
But yeah. They'll love it. For a quick background. So have you two ever met in real life? Like, how
me
did
and
you,
Megan?
Yes. How did you start? How did you first come in contact?
Did I slide in Instagram your DM or did you slide in mine?
Somebody slid in.
About our situations were, you know.
I think you were like, Megan, come on my podcast. Something like that.
Okay. Okay.
I had read an article or something and I was like, I have to get you on the podcast. And then we started texting.
And you both have been going through similar situations.
But
how long have you been divorced?
I've been separated like 3 years.
The divorce isn't.
No, the divorce is final. But the divorce, you know, took like a year and a half or whatever.
Oh, so 3 years. You were
single. 3 years single.
Okay, got it. And you were coming up on a year.
Approaching a year.
So, okay.
It's like my Independence Day coming up.
I know.
And Ocean will never know you two together.
No.
Isn't that such a gift? One time my kids saw a picture with me and their dad in it. Yeah. And they said, you know my dad? Oh.
Do you like that though?
Love it.
Yeah, I don't want Ocean to know me as the person I was when I was with him.
Oh,
because that wasn't me. I didn't recognize that person at all.
Well, you came out of it quickly then, because like for you to be able to turn yourself around like that after like that level of abuse, I think it takes a lot longer for most women to even identify that what they've been through is abuse, and that like any side effects that maybe they don't like in their own behavior are because of their way of surviving when they were with a narcissist. I think that takes women a long time to wrap their brains around.
That's such a good point. Because, like, when you're in survival, and I've heard other friends who've been with narcissists say the same thing. Like, I don't know the person I was in that relationship. Because you're in survival mode, you have to act a certain way. I've never been in this situation, but from that, I'm like, I've had so many friends say that. Mm-hmm. Like, I did things I wasn't proud of, but I was in survival mode. Or, like, I acted a way that I would never act again. Or I always was fighting with this person.
Oh, constantly. It was never a smooth day.
But it was survival.
And the gaslighting is so intense that you, one, begins to believe it, and then you need coping mechanisms. And so how do you cope? Do you party? Do you do drugs? Do you throw yourself into work? What do you do? Like, these are coping mechanisms. This is not who this individual really is.
Right.
And that's so hard to discern the difference from when you're in the midst of the narcissistic abuse.
I know. And unless you've been in it yourself, because people don't understand. It is the most fucked up. I tell people, if you see any of these signs in someone, whether it's a friend or a lover, like, you have to get out because they'll ruin you.
Have you seen yourself with anyone else who's a narcissist?
No, I actually have just started like dipping my toe into talking to men and giving them a chance. But I'm hypersensitive. Like, the second that they start talking, I hang on every word and I'm like, red flag, that doesn't add up. You know, and these people could be completely normal, but I don't allow people in.
Good for you. I need to put up more of a screen.
Did it take you a second, since it's been like 3 years? How did it take you a second to get back into the dating pool?
Well, you got married.
Yeah, not really.
You got remarried.
No. Okay.
No, I did. I got remarried and then divorced. It was a quickie marriage. Okay. That divorce annulled.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm a little different than you, Lala. I think that I was surprised by when my ex left. It was very abrupt, and I think I was still in the place of trying to understand what it would look like to be separated from him. And then boom, it was done. And so I found, my twins were 18 months old. My daughter wasn't quite three.
Okay.
And I was desperate. I was in a place of desperation. And I'm like, oh my God, all I wanted was this partner. All I wanted was a family.
So he left the marriage.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. He left the marriage.
And what was his reasoning?
Well, I found out that he had been hanging out with our nanny outside of the marriage, and
wow.
I confronted them about it that morning. And when I confronted them about it and I fired the nanny, she was leaving and I was heated and I was like, get the fuck out of my house or whatever. And he says that he thought I was going after her like physically. I was not. I was literally in my robe. And he grabbed the back of my robe, and it triggered me because he's touched me before, and I called the police. And when I called the police, he ended up leaving, and that was when he left me. Kimberly, my friend, is here sitting. Yeah. She's nodding her head because she saw a lot of this too. The energy when he left the house, I literally felt lighter. I felt like I wanted to do things that I didn't want to do before, like wipe down the kitchen table, like weird little things.
Yeah.
That I suddenly cared about again. Like I cared about a clean table. Yeah. Like tiny things. I could find totally joy in small moments, finally, again. Mm-hmm. Whereas before, I was constantly under a microscope and constantly doing something wrong. Everything I do is his fault. If he stubs his toe, it's my fault.
It's your fault.
These men are such pieces of shit. No, really.
Yeah.
And you know what I do with shit? I put them in the trash. Come back. Goodbye.
I love that you're both talking about it, though, because there has been this, like, I even, before I met Lala and before, I was like, oh, if I looked in the mirror too long, I'm like, I'm such a narcissist. And then I finally learned, I'm like, well, that's what a lot of people think it is. You just like love yourself or you're obsessed with yourself, but it's completely different.
Yeah, because
That's not what a narcissist is.
I know, but
a narcissistic trait too is different than being a narcissist. And
right.
I think that for people who throw around the term narcissist too much, I think that's important to understand that narcissistic traits do not make one a narcissist.
Correct. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But most people don't know that.
Yeah, no. Or
and
women.
And by the way, I like to keep this topic alive. It's not about like dragging these two men. It's about shedding light on situations that two women were in and a lot of other women are in these situations. And it has to be spoken about because I'm telling you, a narcissist will bleed you dry financially, mentally, emotionally. They will take everything from you until you are living on the street and can't even function.
That's absolutely true, including the children. Anything like the children can be used as pawns to 100%. Get what they want.
100%.
Because they know that's our weak spot. They can't get us with the money. They can't get us like emotionally as much anymore, not with this order that I have. But yeah, the children, heck yeah, he can get me with them.
Of
you know?
Course.
And it hurts them, but like, so what? As long as he's hurting me, because he hates me way more than he loves them.
And all of your children are his.
Oh my God. Powerful statement.
It was, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
Wow.
And like, I think I'm such a lover and I just want everybody to, you know, be happy and loved and everybody's flawed. But I've come to realize that like there's something so wrong in the brains of these individuals that, you know, you can't fix it. I read recently that a true narcissist, you know, like how yawns are contagious.
Yeah.
A true narcissist won't yawn when someone else yawns because they literally lack empathy to even understand what that feels like.
Whoa. That is wild.
I have been very transparent with you guys about my hair struggles between the pregnancy hormones and bleaching it all the time. I have been having some serious hair issues. And now with baby number two on the way, I'm already being proactive about my hair thanks to Nutrafol. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. And I am definitely one of those people. Nutrafol supports healthy hair growth from within by targeting the root causes of thinning, which are stress, hormones, environment, nutrition, lifestyle, and metabolism. You can take the Nutrafol Hair Wellness Quiz on Nutrafol.com for a personalized hair health plan based on your specific root causes. Because I know we are all different and we're on different hair journeys. Nutrafol makes building a hair growth routine super easy. Purchase online, no prescription required. You get free shipping and automatic deliveries so that you never miss a day. And you'll see results in 3 to 6 months. So take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering Give Them Lala listeners $10 off your first month's subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter promo code Lala. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code Lala. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code Lala. So I have two game changers to share with you when it comes to upping your glam game. I am totally obsessed with Impress No Glue Manis and Impress Press-On False Eyelashes because I'm very into just easy right now, and anyone can do it. You are going to love them just as much as I do. Both require zero glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes. There's also no annoying dry time. And the best part? Zero mess. One step and you're done. The lash style options are endless, and there are so many on-trend nails to choose from. Impress, No Glue Manis, and Press-On Falsies are the easiest and fastest way to upgrade your look in just minutes. The Press-On Falsies have a unique under-lash application for a totally seamless look and are made with an exclusive self-stick technology that keeps them secure for up to 24 hours. The Impress Manis have a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days secure hold. And that's perfect for all of you busy mamas out there who don't have a lot of time to spend on glam but want to look your best. I completely get it. Impress No Glue Manis and Impress No Glue Press-On Falsies are absolutely a beauty must. You need to try them right now. So get yours today at impressbeauty.com/Lala. And use code LALA at checkout for 25% off Impress Manicure and Press-On Falsies. That's impressbeauty.com/LALA and use code LALA at checkout for 25% off. How long after, how did you say your other, the Annald's marriage?
How did I say
How it? Do you say his name again?
Oh, Cuff.
Cuff.
Yeah.
Oh, why did Cuff. Everyone call him Cuffé?
Well, it's kind of spelled like that.
Yeah.
So it's just that simple, Cuff.
Yeah.
How did you meet him?
Raya. We met on dating app, Raya.
There's a Raya.
No, I'm not on any dating apps yet.
Raya's like my fave.
Is it?
Yeah.
Are you?
The thing is, though, is like Raya is for dating. Like you're on there to date, right? It's not a hookup site.
I don't think it's a hookup site, but like it's a dating app. So I think like inevitably there's going to be hookups.
Yeah.
Right. Like I'm down. And I feel like my roster of hookups is looking quite nice.
Okay. Yeah. The hookups are not hard.
Yeah.
I don't think I am ready to go into like the dating pool yet.
So what do you like?
Held
what do you,
off on apps.
So what do you? When will you be ready? Like what level in life do you have to reach? Like what are you looking to do first?
I think I need to let my guard down a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I think I need some sort of resolution in my life, and then I think I'll be open to it. Because right now, it's like someone comes into my world. I hang on every word they say. I'm taking a mental note. I'm sending the name off to the PI.
100%.
To get them background
100%.
Checks.
I'm not even kidding.
Do you do that too?
100%.
Well, you have
like
to.
Like three background checks of person.
Yeah, you
I'm
have
not
to.
Kidding.
Oh my God, a fellow PI. Yeah, yeah.
A fellow PI.
Oh yes, you're in good
everything.
Company in this room. Yeah.
I love that. So then I'm going to ask, have you ever... Did you ever have trust issues or was it never? Because I know you got in a relationship right after and then it was annulled. But then were you like, okay, I need to like, or were you just like, no, I'm good?
I don't know. I think I really don't have trust issues overall. I really don't. I mean, I'm definitely a lot harder than I was 20 years ago as far as trust goes. But overall, I kind of think that like I'm a hopeless romantic. And I think that's why I married that guy so fast in the first place. I want to believe in a happy ending and fairy tale. And like, I think only now at age 38 am I to the point where I'm like, oh, it doesn't have to be a fairy tale. It might even be better not being a fairy tale.
Right.
Well, hello, Meg. Like, only took it how long? Fucking long to get here. Like,
yeah.
Do you? So I'm kind of opposite of you.
And you think you have trust issues?
Me?
Yeah. Do you or no? Are you just like being cautious?
See, I don't think it's called trust issues. I think it's just called being smart.
Mm, okay.
You know? I like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I don't think it's baggage. I think it's like me having knowledge about someone is power for me. But I even after everything I've been through, I still believe in love too. I'm like, I know my person is out there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, same. I mean, but with the whole like cuff marriage thing, I think it was I was in a place of desperation where I truly wanted that partner so badly that I fell into this like where I, you know, look at all the good things and let all the red flags just like go by the wayside. I'm really good at that.
Mm. Can I ask you a very, very personal question?
Sure.
Did he eat the cookie before he put it in?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why you ignored red flags. Any man who's eaten it before he puts it in, there are no red flags.
And back to the hookups we go.
She's living and dying by
that. No, I am, because I went to New York and I had some fun times. And now I cannot get my mind off the dick.
Oh,
I'm like on my phone.
Once you
like,
get a taste,
next, or yet,
right?
Yes,
I know. But I did the hookups. Right. I'm really done with the hookups.
I totally get that.
You know, like I can hook up with my vibrator, and it's really good.
That's
true.
Yeah,
so, way good.
You know,
and you can have like zit cream on while you do it.
Exactly. You don't have to like go get groomed or anything. No. Like,
right?
It's the best orgasm.
Yeah,
as fast or as slow as you want it.
Yes. Right.
And so that's my hookup right now. Like, I'm really looking for a meaningful connection.
Are you cool?
No, we're not cool. We don't talk.
Okay, good to know.
Yeah.
Good to know.
What's the point of talking after
that? Why would
that?
You talk? Exactly. Mm, there's no reason.
There's no reason.
It was annulled, which means there's no property to split anything.
Right. Just like call it a day, have a good life. Mm-hmm. Well, cool story, though, that like President Biden was just like at your wedding.
That part of it is cool, but it didn't feel...
It's fucking cool.
It didn't feel like... Well, I guess it did. I mean, looking around and seeing like the Secret Service and stuff there, that was kind of crazy.
That's wild.
Other than that, it just felt like a family. You know, it just felt like a family wedding, small gathering.
It was small?
Yeah, it was like 40 people or something. Tiny.
And then just like the Secret Service?
Yeah, like as definitely at least as many of them as there were us. At least.
No. So they were like, I know you only have a 45-person wedding or 40-person wedding, but I'm going to need 45 more for my Secret Service.
Probably. And then there was like, well, it was at Cuff's so parents' cool. house. And then like when I was driving there on the highway, there was like all the exits were shut down and like police were on the exits. And I was like, what is going on here? And they're like, the president's in town. And I'm like, oh, yeah. And like
he's coming to my wedding.
The whole street was shut down like that the wedding was on. And
snipers.
Yeah.
Stop.
And I was like, we had to like go tell the Secret Service, like we have to go down the street because the bride's in the car.
And were they like, I don't know about that. No, let me call President Biden to make like, sure okay. that's true.
They're like, okay,
that
go ahead.
That is wild. So are you, do you still use Raya right now? Are you on Raya?
Yeah.
And you're having success with it?
Yeah, I like. I feel like it'd I be think fun. Sometimes like the Ryans have like big heads.
Yeah.
the what?
The Ryans. The what people on Raya. People on Raya.
Oh, you call them Ryans?
Sure, why not?
I love that.
I don't know. I kind of feel like it's like a dick measuring contest, like who has a cooler job kind of thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like who has the better Burning Man photo kind of thing?
Yeah. But what about like Bumble where like the female chooses everything? Have you tried Bumble?
Yeah, I don't know. And then, you know, sometimes like on those apps, it's just too overloaded. Like for you, the guys will probably, a lot of them know who you are. A lot of guys don't know who I am unless they're gay, which is like they're not interested in me in the first place.
Right, right, right.
But for you, I feel like more men know who you are.
I feel like not.
Really? Oh, so maybe you could do a normal app.
Especially my type of guy, I just don't see them watching Bravo. You
right,
know?
Right.
Maybe if I was like a Dallas Cowboys cheerleader, they would know who they I would. Am.
I don't, like on my Instagram, I think I have 5% men following me.
Yeah, oh, yeah, you
that's
have a low.
I'm pretty low too.
Yeah, so maybe you could do a Bumble, but those you might just get overloaded. You know, you're on for an hour and then you have like 500 people. I don't
an
know.
An hour? Oh, wait,
that's,
you have
wait,
to
that's
dedicate
the one
an
with
hour?
The girl one. Has
yeah. The girl does the swiping.
Okay, maybe not.
Or Hinge. An hour. I heard Hinge was good.
Oh my gosh, these are energy suckers, Lala. Yes, an hour. Yes.
What?
Yeah.
Can you put in your type and stuff?
Yeah.
Is that how it works?
Yeah. You have to like pay. To do, you know, your type, and you got to do this. We'll set it. You ready?
You're
gonna set up a profile.
Wait, I have to pay for them to find me someone.
No, you only have to pay if you want to say, like, they have to be over 6 feet tall or they have to be a certain age.
I'm paying.
Wait, on this note, I need to know then from each of you, what's your type? What type of guy are you into?
Oh, I like this question. Megan, what's your type?
I love it. I want a manly man who's fun and funny and really cool with three kids. And...
you want him to have three kids?
No, my three kids.
Really cool.
Oh, you want him to be cool with your three kids?
With my three kids, yeah.
Yeah, of course.
I would like someone about my age, someone who travels a lot and has like a non-traditional lifestyle. And like, I want him to be able to pick me up and throw me around.
Totally. That's so hot. Yeah. Mm.
Yeah.
I love that type of man.
Do you mind if he has kids?
No, I don't mind if he has kids. No, not at all.
Okay. Mm-mm.
Ooh, let's deep dive. I like... tall, so definitely over 6 feet.
Okay. How tall are you?
I'm 5'6", but I throw a heel on.
5'11".
Oh, you need a tall. Think about that. You got to have a tall, tall motherfucker. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You got to have like a basketball player.
Yeah, so then, well, maybe not, but like, what if I go to somebody my same height? This has like been a challenge for me.
Well.
Because I have to be really confident.
So you care about height.
Hold on, you're 5'11"?
Yeah.
I think you got to go taller. They got to be like 6'2", 6'3".
Minimum.
Yeah.
Minimum.
Mm-hmm. With you.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're 6 feet.
Taller than, I'm thinking like if you can hit about a 6'2", 6'3",
we're hot in
business.
That's like the hottest height.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to be tall. Mm-hmm. All three of the dudes are tall right now.
All three of your guys?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You have three guys
in
the queue?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
A little rotation. I know. And I was like, this is so fun. And now it's getting to the point where I'm like, I want 100 on the roster. Uh-huh.
Yeah. May as well.
Throw them on.
Like, balance all of, like, if one's not texting back, there's like two other ones.
Oh, 100%. That's what I say. You know? Yeah. I'm like, you need a rotation because one doesn't text back. And then you'll be like, fine, I've got
it doesn't matter.
Four more to
like,
text.
You're not, you don't even think about it.
Okay, keep going.
They have to have tattoos.
How come?
I just love tattoos.
Okay.
Everywhere.
It definitely adds character.
It definitely, like, I need tattoos. I would say tall, dark, and handsome. Got to have a jawline. Mm-hmm. I like facial hair, so that's important. They have to be cool that I have a kid, obviously. Of course.
One's easier than three.
Right. Mm-hmm. One is easy. And my kid's, like, the coolest kid you'll ever meet, besides your three kids. And they've got to have, like, I don't care what their job is, but you have to have a job. Actually, men with money scare me right now because I think they have a power struggle.
Yeah.
But I will never not have my own place ever again. Mm-hmm. Even if I get married to this person, not legally, but just like we live together, I will always have my own
place. Keep your place.
Because God forbid something happens, I want to be able to dip immediately.
Abort mission.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm even funny about dudes calling me a car.
What do you, wait, why?
I'm like, I can call myself a car.
Oh,
thank
I get
you.
Weird like that too.
I don't need you to, like, to get do a car anything service. For me.
No, I get weird like that too.
Yeah.
Because I think like a gift is even an airplane ticket. Mm-hmm. And so if somebody's like, I'll buy you an airplane ticket. Nope. I'm like, no, I got this.
Yeah.
I got it.
Yep. Because I'm also not staying with you when I get there. I'll book myself a hotel.
Yeah. Thanks a lot. Uh-huh. Got it. Totally. Unless like I have started that way and then it doesn't end that way.
No, but at least you know that
at least you
got
somewhere
to go.
It. Right. And then it takes away the like gravity of the expectations on the date too.
Right.
I know. Can I tell you, every time I feel like I'm about to have sex, I have a full meltdown.
What?
I'm like, what the fuck? And I have nothing because I'm sober. So I don't have anything to like, I can't have a glass of wine to calm my nerves or anything. It's like, I'm very aware of what's happening. Right?
Wait, so you have a panic attack or something like in front of these men?
No, not in front of men. Before I'm ready to like go over there, I'm just like very in my head about it for some reason.
Yeah. Because it's new and scary.
No, I'm not having panic attacks in front of my
Okay, I'm like, all right, before sex, in my mind, I'm like picturing you naked, like about to go at it. And you're like, I can't do it.
No.
I'm like, that's not good, Lala.
No, we haven't gotten to that point yet. But I'll just get nervous about just like, what am I doing? What am I doing? Like I start going through all the shit.
Yes.
And then once we're there.
Yeah.
I'm just a bag of fun ready to just...
Ooh, turn it on.
I know. And mm-hmm. So then it happens and I'm like, let's add someone else to the roster because I want to like
keep it going.
Handstands with them. Yeah. And then it's the same
thing. Do handstands. Hell yeah. All right, leveling up here.
Hooking up is a lot. How did we even get to that? Obviously, I have dick on the brain. Oh, your type,
but I want to know before we're done with the types, age range. I know you said near your age, but yeah. Like, give me a range for each of you. Oh, youngest, this is a good question. Oldest.
Oh my God. Okay. Well, is 23 too young? I'm 38.
I don't think so.
No, I don't think so.
It's not?
For a relationship or like hooking up?
Hooking up.
Not at all.
No. Okay. Absolutely not. Because that happened.
She's like, because I've already done it.
So ideally, I would say my age range is like 31 to like 55.
Oh, okay.
It's broad.
Yeah.
That is broad. There's a lot of...
But like best age, like 39.
Okay. So very close to your age.
Yeah.
Close to your age.
Yeah. Okay. Because then I feel like we could like grow something together.
Totally.
Right. You know?
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right.
I think mine would be no younger than 28.
Okay.
And no older than 38.
Really?
How old are you?
Yeah. 32.
Okay. So that's like, right. Right in the middle.
Right in the middle.
Yeah.
You guys, it is finally shorts and t-shirt weather. My favorite kind of weather. Time to put the jackets and sweaters in the back of the closet where they belong. And if you're like me, I know you want to update your look for the summer, but you don't want to break the bank in the process. That's where Quince comes in. Thanks to Quince, I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking so chic all summer long. Quince has premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts starting at just $30. And this is my favorite part. All Quince items are 50 to 80% less than many similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes all those savings on to us. I am wearing my Quince cashmere tee again today, and I have no shame. I got the cream color. It's so soft. It's so comfy. So chic. Almost as soft as the Quince waffle towels that I got to put in Palm Springs. We all are obsessed with those towels. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/Lala for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Lala to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/Lala.
What's up, everyone? It's Reality Steve, your number one source for all things Bachelor Nation and reality TV. Every day, I'm giving you the behind-the-scenes juice and your info on all your Bachelor Nation stories and also interviewing some of your favorite reality stars. My name has been synonymous with spoilers, but I'm so much more than that. Give me a listen.
The Reality Steve Podcast, part of the Bleav Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Red flags, because you guys have each mentioned like, oh, that's a red flag, that's a red flag. But I think there are different red flags for people. So mention some of yours, each of yours. Because you, like, notoriously had some red flags on someone that Stassi was like, yeah, red flags. But you weren't even like a big red flag until you got to like unpaid parking tickets or something.
No
like,
way.
Yeah. So like, what are red flags?
I mean, there's... I feel like I could write a book on like how many red flags. And by the way, I just like ignore them.
You do?
I mean, I have. Right. I'm trying not to anymore.
But. Right.
But I think it's okay if you see red flags and you know, number one, this person is never going to be around my children. This person is just a hookup. We're not going to end up together. Then it's like, whatever. He has unpaid parking tickets. It's like, I'm just trying to get some good dick.
As long as he's not
on your way. I'll fall in love with that person.
Oh, you will?
That's the problem. Yeah.
Okay. So you got to be careful then.
I have to be more careful. Yeah. Like I romanticize everything, every situation, everything. So like I can't just hook up with unpaid parking ticket man because next thing I know we'll be married.
Do you think it's the hooking up that makes you, because her mom is always like, once you have sex, I'm the opposite. I'm like, have fun. You can have sex with someone and then the next day be like, that was it. But her mom, which I love, is like once you have sex with someone, your heart gets into it. Do you think that
I don't know if it's really that like cut and dry with me.
Okay.
But I can see where she's coming from. I think maybe if depending on her personality, perhaps.
Okay.
But no, not with me. No.
Okay.
I can write them off real quick.
I feel like I'm in that space right now too. Just with everything that I've been through right now, I don't feel like I would be able to get super attached to somebody, even with or without sex. I just feel like I'm in this zone. And I also have a lot of things that I have to get done during the day.
Right.
I don't have time to sit here and think about like, if the person who just threw good dick at me is going to text me today.
Right. If he does text you, then he texts you. And if not, like,
it's
a message.
All the same.
That's also a message.
It's all, it's all the same to me.
Yeah.
I don't think I would know red flags until they presented themselves to me. Like, if I get a background check, I'm not going to know something's a red flag until I read it and go, okay, that might be a red flag.
Right. Right. I get that. Is there anything in a personality, though, where you're like, red flag?
I know a red flag. A bad tipper. Bad tipper.
Oh, no.
Massive red flag.
Yeah,
yeah, huge and red flag. If they not
red flag if they give a huge, huge, huge tip and then good ask point. You if you could please replace the sewer because they don't have the $18,000 to replace it.
Wait, that's a red flag too.
Or
did this happen? Oh, my God.
Red flag when there's fucking water coming through the ceiling.
Red flag when you use a debit card because your credit cards are maxed out.
Huge red
That's
flag.
A great one.
These huge red flag.
We played this game on tour, and that would have been a good
That's
one.
That's a huge, yes.
Yeah.
Well, this happened.
I'm just glad I'm out of it. If you want to listen to what I'm saying, you can listen. If you don't want to listen and you want to stay with this person, I really don't give a shit. I'm just happy that I'm like free.
Free.
Right.
Freedom. God,
right. Yes.
It feels so damn good, right?
Yeah, and like having someone in front of me who like I just want just naked in the bed. Did you have that?
Yeah, I mean, Jim and I, like, our sex life was fine. Like, that was never really an issue until I had the babies. Boom, 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 boom.
But narcissists don't like when a woman has babies.
No, because the attention is diverted. And then, like, when I remember I was pregnant once and I was getting out of the shower, I was really big, and he says, I'm just so sorry. I was like, what are you talking about? He's like, your poor body, you're ruining it. Mm-hmm.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Was it a fight? Or at that point,
no,
were you
it was like,
okay.
He, like, that was his way of, like, actually being, like, empathetic to me. By the way, I thought I looked amazing. I felt.
You did look amazing.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Thank you. And
you looked.
I was
there's
like,
nothing hotter than a pregnant chick, though.
I agree. Like, what are you. I'm carrying your child. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Both of you had partners that were cheating on you during pregnancy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Totally.
Gross.
Well, and I think that's because, like, when we're pregnant, we don't look the same. We don't, we're tired, you know, we're hormonal. And then also we're not, you know, this felt sexy vixen, not in their minds at least.
Right, totally.
And so, and like, there's just other things to worry about, medical stuff, whatever. And so like during that part of like my life, we didn't have a whole lot of sex, but he would complain all the time. Like, we never have sex. We never have sex. I'm like, well, I just had 3 babies in 18 months. So give me a break.
Oh my gosh. He sounds horrific.
Yeah. So
I'm so glad you're not with him anymore.
Yeah, me too. And I've had a lot of fun with sex since him too. It's been great.
That's so important.
It is so
that's
fun.
That's why I have my show, Intimate Knowledge. I talk about my dating life on my new podcast.
I want to come on.
Okay. Oh my gosh, yes. We have so many things.
Wait, I want to hear. So Intimate Knowledge, what do you get? Do you interview certain people? Do you by...
So yeah, so my last one, sort of, yes. But mainly it's just about my own personal dating life and what's going on, because apparently everybody cares about it. Not everybody.
Yes.
But like, it's always, it's in the tabloids a lot. So when I was in Vegas for the iHeartRadio Music Festival, my podcast team set me up with Mike Johnson, who's the former Bachelor.
Okay.
And he's a big black guy, gorgeous man, like 6'5".
Mm-hmm. Done. Mm-hmm. Done.
Mm-hmm. And we walked the carpet together. We had so much fun. And it was just like basically a publicity stunt. But I ended up like feeling like, okay, I really like you. Like, you're a good guy. And he was like, nope, just want to be friends.
You know, that's who I was asking about. Because I like Googled and I just saw a photo. And I was like, did you hear about beautiful together?
See?
That's who I thought. But I was like,
I just was talking to Teddy Mellencamp this morning because we were hanging out with her all night. And I was like, Teddy, listen to this text he sent me. And she was like, Meg, you're the only one who thought it might be more than a weekend. I'm like, okay. She's like, you have a broken picker. I'm going to do your profiles from now on.
I get it.
Fun.
No.
Fine.
This sounds like such a fun podcast.
It's so fun.
Yeah,
you have to come
that.
On.
I want to come on.
Yeah.
And then let's talk about this real quick before we sign off.
Okay.
You got new boobies and a new nose. Mm-hmm. I got new
about
boobies
a month ago.
And an ear.
What did you get? Ear.
I got it pinned back.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
I've thought about that before. Just one?
Yeah.
Was it painful?
No.
I bet it wasn't.
No.
I should have done that.
They I love great. My new
Wait,
ears.
Wait, let's see your ears.
Let me see your ears.
Because, like, why wouldn't I if I was just under already?
But they're even. They're so even.
Yeah, they are even.
I mean, whatever. They're not terrible.
Yeah.
It's just like pin it back a little bit.
When you pin it back?
See?
You might, yeah.
I know.
See, Lala can see it. I can't. I'm like, it looks the same.
By the way, if you didn't do that, I would have. I have to have people show me like what it would look like pinned back.
Right.
How do you feel about your nose now? Because I know you said when the bandage first came off.
Did you see it? Did you see the picture?
Yes, last night I looked it up.
It's horrible.
And you, well, because you were swollen.
I was swollen, and I didn't need much done to my nose. So when I had the bandage taken off, it was more swollen than it was before I got my nose done.
Okay.
So I was horrified, but then the swelling went down quickly, and now I really like it. It's just so cute.
It's what did you not like about it?
It just kind of had a bulbous tip.
Okay.
Like a round bulbous tip, like a Bill Clinton, but not quite.
Okay.
And so I had him remove that, but then I was like, I don't know, maybe the bridge will be too wide afterwards. I'm like, just do your magic, but make me look the same. And I think he did an incredible job. And he's also does boobs.
So cute. Your boobs look awesome. How many cc's did you do?
4.7. I did 4.75, but I did have 3.20.
Oh.
What did you do?
I had three options because my boobs got so big after breastfeeding that my left one was so stretched out.
Oh.
And so there were three options. I could get huge implants.
Right.
I could get the left one reduced, or I could have them put a hammock in, which is, you know, essentially two rods on each side of the boob. What? And then the skin is attached.
What?
I'm going to have the doctors on who did it because this could be completely off. This is like threading or something. No, it's, can I tell?
It's
I have
like a mesh.
Yeah. Right now it's I have a bionic tip. Like if you were to
That's what you have?
It feels like it. I have like two rods and I have to warn boys. I have to tell them.
Can
like,
I feel it?
You can feel the rods. It's wild. Oh.
You know, I'm like getting it in and I have to tell boys like, by the way, if you suck my boobs, I may lactate. And if you touch the left one, you may feel something in there.
So have you lactated?
I have.
Yeah. Yes.
I
have. Did they like it?
In fact, that's how I knew that I was still lactating was a boy said to me, there's stuff in there still. And I was like,
I love it.
Sorry. He was like, don't apologize.
Was he into it?
He was kind of into it.
Did he swallow it?
Yeah, totally.
Oh. It doesn't taste bad.
I heard it tastes sweet.
It's like coconut milk. I'm sure he's like, muscles. Muscles.
Well, if he's a big guy like you want, he's like, yeah, fill me up.
Yes.
No, all the
There's a black market for that.
That's what I tell her.
For like workout guys.
I don't know if it's HG, whatever. HGH. I want to say HGH, but maybe it's not. But they will buy breast milk.
I think it's all kind of weird, which I don't know why it's weird because we drink cow's milk and goat's milk.
I know.
And so I don't know why it would be weird to drink human milk, but somehow it's weird.
Right? I know. People think it's so weird. Do you love your new boobs?
I love them. So he like pushed them more together because I have a broad chest. So he like sewed the sides so they'd be like more together than they were. And they're bigger. I mean, look.
No, I know.
You're right there for everybody to see.
I know. You're making me wish that I would have gone bigger.
Your boobs are big and you're smaller than me. So yours are like, you already have that natural cleavage.
Did you go underneath or through the nip?
Underneath, because I already did my boobs 10 years ago.
Okay.
What'd you do?
I went underneath too because I did my boobs 10 years ago.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, we're so in sync. Oh,
we are.
You only got your nose done a month ago because I heard healing for that was like 3 months.
It looks amazing.
It looks incredible.
I really love it. I think it feels okay, but
you healed
and I'm
fast.
Getting like feeling back. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think it'll go down with swelling in like 2 more months.
Oh, okay. Okay.
100%.
You think so?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. Think about what he did. He literally cut into your face.
I know, that's fucked up, right?
You're still going to be, I think you're still going to, and it looks amazing. Like if this were it would
be fine,
so good. Yeah. But I think there's still going to be swelling, don't you think?
I mean,
For a year.
I mean, yeah, even the boobs, I think, is like a year to get them settled in.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to be wearing a bra right now, like you have on, like a spare.
You're not doing it?
No, I'm not wearing anything.
I know.
That's amazing.
It makes you not want to, right?
I know. I've only gone like this like maybe 5 days.
Yeah, but be careful, will you, please?
Why?
I don't know. I just feel like when the doctor... What's your sun sign?
Libra.
Okay, that makes all the sense.
Why?
Because my Virgo mind is like, the doctor told you to wear a bra.
Because it keeps them perky.
And then her...
I'm like, oh, you told me to do something?
No. Libra's like,
like, throw away the directions.
No, thanks.
I love it. Where can people find your podcast?
So you guys can listen to me, Intimate Knowledge, wherever you get your podcasts or on iHeartRadio or Apple or anywhere else. And follow me on Instagram at Megan King.
Yay! Thank you so much for coming on my podcast.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. Thank you for listening to another episode of the Give Them Lala podcast. We will catch you next week.
Welcome to Talkville,
the ultimate Smallville rewatch podcast. Guest star Sarah Carter as Alicia Baker. Although I didn't really work with her a lot. But Tom did, and they had some real big smoochy scenes.
Yeah. Should we talk about that?
Could there be any more sex? What was a 3-page makeout scene that just kept going? Good Lord. We get it. They have chemistry.
Jump in now or catch up on any of the past seasons of Talkville on YouTube or wherever you listen.